Welcome to the SMY Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Bader. Today we're talking about the National Honor Society at the high school and the real commitment that society has to community service. I think maybe we don't celebrate enough the community service our students do. Just last week, the Lakeview Elementary Student Council donated dozens of toys to an animal shelter and a box of tennis balls to the police department's canine unit, Rocket, who happily accepted them on behalf of all the dogs. This winter, the middle school spent 6 weeks or more on community service projects to build a sense of community inside the school. At the high school level, the National Honor Society is one of the main vehicles for students to give back. In honor of the nearly 40 students inducted this week into the society, I thought it'd be a good time to shed some light on that group. So I invited in several of the students from the National Honor Society and their advisors, and all five of them crammed into my little office and shared one microphone. So you'll forgive us if you'll hear the microphone being moved around or some of them sound far away because they couldn't lean in closer to it. So here they are. Joining us today are the officers of the National Honor Society, Joseph.
Hello.
Brady.
Hello.
And Delvina.
Hello.
And their advisors, Mr. James Grassel.
Good afternoon.
And Mrs. Elizabeth Biscobing.
Good afternoon.
So guys, tell me what National Honor Society is. Who wants to go first? Mr. Grassel, tell me generally what.
So National Honor Society is a group of students who have not only performed well academically, but they also have met the expectations of good character, good leadership, which is something they kind of developed as they took over as officers in NHS. Scholarship, obviously, and then
service, Mr. Grossman.
Thank you for the reminder.
Absolutely.
The service component is something that they work on throughout their year plus in NHS.
Okay. And is there a grade there? That's Honor Society, right? So there's a grade component to this too. What grades do you have to have to be in the Honor Society?
They should have a 3.4 GPA. That's kind of like the gatekeeper, if you will, to get them in. And then they do an application process, and then a faculty committee just, you know, looks over their applications. And for the most part, because we have really strong students overall, they're involved, academically strong, we tend to get a lot of kids in there, which is great.
Okay. And what year do you start being part of the National Honor Society?
So after 5 semesters, so their junior year, after the first semester ends, they go through the application process. And so then they pick up a couple of activities at the end of their junior year. And then senior year, they get to kind of run with the organization and kind of decide what they want to do with it.
Okay. Do you guys want to share that experience about, like, what was it like when you were inducted? Because we just had an induction the other night of 38 new members. Your class has 42 members. What was it like that night? We'll start with you.
It just felt nice to be honored for, like, finally, like, getting grades. Like, obviously I've had good grades for a really long time, but I've never been, like, felt special about it. So it was, like, nice to be honored in that way.
Hmm. Brady, how about you?
Yeah, I think it's cool that the graduating seniors are also there with the new inductees. So growing up in high school, you kind of look up to those seniors. So it's cool to be able to take their place.
And Joseph, any thoughts?
Kind of to piggyback off both of them, I think what they said was really the truth with the peers, seeing the new seniors and kind of interacting with people that are kind of in that academic aspect with you, to really be rewarded for your work is something that's nice to see as a student.
So I shared before we turned on the recording that I was part of the National Honor Society, but service, I think, was probably left off of our qualifications. I don't remember. I mean, I was involved in student government, but I don't remember that being, I don't remember there being continued service as the National Honor Society. And you guys go out into the community and do things. Can you give some of our listeners maybe an example of what you've done since you've been members of the Honor Society?
Yeah, we could definitely can. I think I'll let Delvin and Brady also share, but just one of the community events that we really hit home on in Salt Milwaukee is definitely our Veterans Day. And our Veterans Day, I think that hits home to close for teachers and staff and family, because everyone has a veteran, but really getting to see these veterans come from across the state or just Wisconsin and really get to honor them all in that one day is definitely a good community experience we share at the beginning of the year.
And what kind of work is that? What do you have to do for that?
That's setting up that we have tribute readers. We have a parade we did in the last 2 years due to the COVID. We have a reception committee we set up as long with thank you gifts. Hmm. So about 4 different committees we use for that.
Sure. Other thoughts? What else have you guys done?
Yeah. This winter we were pretty active. We did a Santa's workshop that we do every single year. So community members come into the school with their kids, and we do a number of activities with them. We do cookie decorating, arts and crafts, woodworking, just stuff to get them engaged. And then we also did a winter celebration with the elementary schoolers, going into the elementary schools and reading books with them and doing activities.
Hmm. Delvina, what do you get out of doing things like that? What's it like?
Well, I like love little kids. Like, I think they're just so cute. And I remember at Santa's workshop, we were cookie decorating. And I think it was Miss Wesley's nephew. Like, they put him right next to me, and he was making, like, this cookie with just frosting and sprinkles, and he just, like, put it all over his face. And there was just, like, and it just made me laugh. Like, that was a highlight of my day for sure.
Nice. And what do you think you get out of, or what do you think the people that attend?
It's good to see us in action, because it kind of makes you want to, like, I hope it makes, like, younger students want to, like, strive to be like us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's good, because we need leaders in our future, so.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the district, the community in the district just went through this whole strategic visioning process. And one of those things they said, my group, was about engagement, right? And that's all the community said they wanted, was students in the community. The community with the students, maybe at the elementary level, because they can't really leave, but they recognize that impact and they want to see you guys out there more. So I see what your point. And then was there one experience over your last 2 years that stuck out the most as being part of the Honor Society?
Helping the community. Honestly, what I think you kind of said well is, and what Delvina says well, when we get to see that interaction and we know that we're helping community members, is like, specifically talking about the winter workshop, is like when I was being Santa in the chair and I got to interact with,
I thought you were Santa.
Yeah, many of the community members with their little children, and seeing them in that different aspect, as I've had them as teachers, but when I was with their family and interacting, seeing the little kids, knowing I made them feel better, and during that giving season, I think that's what it's all about in our mm-hmm. society.
Joe, I think one of the important things that you might recall is when there was a little boy who came in and he saw him and he stood back and he was hesitant and he's like, and then I kind of pushed him that way and he said, Santa, I missed you. So it was just really, really cute.
He did.
And so it's really neat to see that interaction between our bigger kids and our smaller kids and everybody in between. Plus that interaction, I think, too, with, you know, the older community members through Veterans Day. And so all these things, I think, are really awesome to see you guys in action and show people what leaders do. It's not just, oh, I have to do volunteerism. It's, I go out and I serve my community. So
yeah, I was going to ask either of you teachers about that. In general, as a program or as a school or an organization, tell me the value of engaging students in this way in their community as part of development.
What's been real nice to see over the years is Mrs. Biscobing and I facilitate, and we give leadership to the kids. And at first, we're not sure how it's going to go because it's on tested waters. But this group this year, I can speak to that, right away jumped in and had good ideas. And this is what we want to do. And they wanted to provide direction. And then you could see it wasn't just top-down dictate how it was going to go. It was like, all right, now we got to get the rest of the group involved. And then as they all got involved, just sitting back as an advisor and watching, it was really neat to see leadership develop not only within the officers but within the rest of the group.
I was just that occurred to me that you must have seen growth from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, right? Demonstrable growth.
Oh, definitely. One of the activities coming up that we have for Earth Week next week, and you guys planned this out starting last year, so it was kind of your 2 years ago, was it? Our groups kind of came together and decided we want to hit up the elementary schools again, and so students, our officers plus others in the group, went and contacted principals and are setting everything up, and they set up appointment slots And we're going to hit the grade schools up on Earth Day to do a variety of activities, which maybe you guys can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, what do you have planned?
To interrupt a little bit, too, because that is also what's cool about that particular event, I think, is that it's a combined effort with SM Green. And SM Green originally started that going to the elementary schools, reading to the students, and then we've got members who are crossing over both of those. And Brady, I think you're one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to see what
SM Green?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
SM Green is our school's environmental club, so we focus on not only just like our greenhouse and maintenance of that and the garden, but we also work to engage the community in sustainability.
Got it. So Earth Day is a pretty huge day for you guys. Yeah.
and the energy that they come back with, like last year you were a part of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
The energy that they come back with is also going to be a cool activity for them to do because it's the seniors with the juniors plus SM Green, and they're all going out into the elementary schools to read to the kids, to do activities with the kids, and I think that's big.
Mm. Davina, you talked about how the recognition of the grades and the work that you'd put in to get those grades really mattered, but being part of the National Honor Society, has it mattered in your after high school plans?
I think it will, because I was never like one that would always volunteer. And this year we were required to have 20 hours of volunteer work. Mm-hmm. And
How many do you have?
I think I have 18.
Okay.
And I don't know, I like volunteering. I like seeing like kids smile. I like seeing them enjoy things. So that's definitely something I'm going to take. Along with leadership, I've learned some skills in this club, and it's going to help me benefit in the future.
Hmm. How about career and college applications, or have you had to include that? Have they asked for that on application?
They have. They usually ask for like leadership skills, like what are some leadership experiences you've had, and yeah, it's really helped.
That fits in there. And then is there a specific tradition in South Milwaukee with the National Honor Society? May I describe the contrast between the one I was part of? If you had to give an elevator pitch about what National Honor Society is in South Milwaukee, or what makes it special in South Milwaukee, what would you say?
I think I had a similar experience as you did.
Yeah.
I was on National Honor Society in high school. I was a secretary. Nice job, Delvina. But we had two service projects, and it was just the large group. And I think what this one does is, traditionally we had, you know, the haunted hallway around Halloween time, and then we had the typical ones like the Santa's workshop. So we do these things, but I think what makes it really cool is how these kids, and these are representative of, you know, 42 others or 39 others, I'll do my math, others who really represent South Milwaukee's character. So I think this is such a unique place that if it's what National Honor Society is like, these kids are leaders. They are all leaders. And we might have those traditional things, but they come with the ideas of, hey, like Delvina, you said, can we go out to the elementary schools before break and read to them? Go ahead, make it fly. So I think that's what's really cool, is to highlight what they come in with for their own ideas. And they also help tutor other people. They help their neighbors. They help with shoveling. So these are kids who just go out and do these things. And I think that is what makes it so special, but that's also what's representative of what South Milwaukee is all about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, like a couple years ago, I think you did Trunk or Treat, right, that was in the park because of COVID, right, that was outside. And then what does it mean to the district, I guess, to have such an active honor society? I'm sure the elementary teachers appreciate, you know, the reading, but in general, just... in my mind, it raises the esteem, but I'm wondering what you guys think.
Well, kind of going back to what they were saying earlier, when they set things up and they get out in the community, we hear back and we get a lot of feedback and people are really happy, but we're now getting kids that are coming into the high school that remember things like Santa's workshop. When they were younger, they were here, and the haunted hallway and that experience. And I think what you guys don't realize, as students in it, is that these kids are looking up and they're watching everything you do. So you've been extremely great, positive role models, and they see like kids who are academically successful and not limited to just NHS. All these guys are involved in other extracurriculars and they put 100% into them. So it's just, it's a really unique group of kids because they're not just doing NHS, they're doing a lot of other things, and they are becoming true leaders of the school. Mm. Unfortunately, they're graduating soon, but...
Well, spreading out into the larger world, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I think what it also highlights is that we've got these really strong academic kids, and they're also strong in character, and they're also, you know, their leadership. So I think what it does is it highlights kids who are normally really quite humble and don't necessarily say, here I am, you know, I've got this GPA, or I do this involvement, or I do that. They just naturally do these things, and I think it highlights that part of who we are that we don't often see. Like, we might see things that are more negative, and I'm not going to get into negatives, but I do think like the positives are highlighted with these kids. Mm-hmm. They represent what we're all about, and I, you know, it's just such a cool group of students to work with, but it's just a portion of all of the great things that we've got going on, I think.
Okay. I guess how many we kind of hit on how many are in your class and how many are in this incoming group, but in general, is there like a, is it usually between 30 and 40? How many kids are inducted every year to this?
Good question. So like last year's group of 42 and this year's of 38, we had seen groups that got into the upper 60s in numbers. And usually kids, with the invite process after the five semesters, we have some kids who don't want to choose it because they feel like there's too much to do.
Yeah, I see that.
And we've never sold it. As I was kind of laughing when Delvina said, well, I had to do 20 hours. If you look across the board, it varies per school. But we were trying to find something that would help them balance community involvement and then some additional hours. And so there's little community involvements going on with those 20 hours, which is really cool. They're helping out, you know, people next door to them, maybe with something like shoveling or leaf raking and things like that. It seems small or trivial, but at the same time, it helps somebody out. They know that the kids are from the high school. So I think it paints an accurate picture of how truly great our kids can be. The numbers, I think, fluctuate because as kids have become involved, they're worried about having too much to do, whereas these guys have a lot on their plate, but they still balance it out. And so I think if people look into it, I think our numbers will start to go up eventually again because they can see that they are balancing things out, which is neat. And again, it's showing kids can take ownership and leadership of what they're involved in.
Sure. So students, any last thoughts about what National Honor Society has meant to you since you've been here, or about opportunities to volunteer, or?
Yeah, I think that NHS, it's not only just a recognition of our efforts we've put in so far, but it's also an opportunity to kind of prove ourselves as leaders, as people of character, scholars, all that.
Okay. And is there anything that I didn't ask about this that's really important to National Honor Society that we need to have, that the community needs to know?
I just want to say, I think, like, people kind of confuse what our goal is. I think our goal is to help unify and, like, get people involved everywhere. And that's kind of what our goal has been this year, and that's why we've done so many community activities. Mm-hmm. And I want people to, like, know that and remember that, that we're, like, trying to help influence the younger generation. That's our goal.
Mm-hmm. And have you seen that? Did you get students who are not in the National Honor Society like volunteer or to participate?
Yeah, we get a bunch of people that aren't in NHS that were like, here, can you help us? And they're open to helping 100%.
I definitely think if you have like a strong etiquette and you think you're a leader character and you have the grades, definitely go for it, because in our organization, I think that's what it's about. We share all our different strengths and weaknesses, whether you're good at art, social skills, or you're good with the logistics, the scheduling, behind the scenes, we need it all. And if you have it and you're a leader, NHS would be good.
Thanks again to Joseph, Brady, and Delvina for coming in, and to Mr. Grassel and Ms. Biscobing for pulling everybody together and coming in to talk about community service, which was, in fact, community service in itself. I mentioned Rocket at the top of the story, at the top of the episode, the canine. I did a little video, an SMY in the classroom, about it. So if you want to see him accepting those tennis balls, it's really cute. Check it out on Lakeview's website or on our YouTube channel. There's more information about how that middle school project I mentioned on a past episode of this podcast. Thank you to the students that do volunteer, to our teachers who advise them, and to the community that welcomes them in. This is an important part of what we do here at South Milwaukee. I appreciate it. Thanks. This has been the SMI podcast, and we will see you next time.